Hello, I am Lyle Perry talking today from Stockholm in Sweden. This is the third of a series of podcasts we are making called Toolbox for a Simple Life. And with us today, we are honored to have Dr. Bisong Guo, who is in China. Welcome, Bisong. Here we are again. Wonderful to be back with you.
Well, thank you, Lyle. Oh, thank you for everybody here. Well, first, I want
Thank
to say happy birthday
you, B Song. Yes,
to you, Lyle.
it's a strange thing, but here I am, 70 years old, and I feel like life is just starting.
yeah, that's great. But
And
actually, yeah. From this point, I just want to mention that, our human being like the greeting for the happiness and the good luck, right? So that's is our you can see there's part of in our daily life. We all wish they are happy and then enjoy life, and the parents and their friends, parents wish their children, and even not have a too big like a talent, but they are happy, they have a good life, that's fine, right? So
yeah.
that's why the happiness become a very big issues. Even in between the friends, they hope you, if they really love you, they hope you have a good or happiness.
Yeah.
But so, and then from that point, I want to following our previous talk. So why we need the routine and also discipline. For the for lots of people, actually the happiness become a big topic. Especially for people who are suffering emotion, stress, and then depression, and all of psychological problem or their life difficulties. So that's why to searching the happiness become their main goal. So that's why. I want to mention that from the Taoist point of view, looking for or searching for the happy and the enjoyable is part of the Taoist setting in our human life. So it's like we do use our receptors, our body, receptors such like dopamine and also and endorphin, all those kind of transmitters. So because they received the message and then get into the body, always start a response and secreting the hormone, and then we become a really very high in the certain stimulator and the situation. So that's why those settings is it is for the purpose allowed our human being to do the searching, like searching for our life purpose, searching for why we are here, and then learning and how to create. And then through the create, so we have the passion, we get enjoyment, and then we're really excited, and we feel self, an achievement. All those can bring your happiness come out. So it's typical for human being when the people fall in love, they really feel happy. So no wonder why people, like a lost the partner or lost, that's kind of the situation for broken the family or for whatever. They start to feel depressed and feel very low. So that's why the happiness become a big issues in our human life. So in the reality, why we're so emphasized about the happy and the enjoyable. It because reality in our real life. So as doctors, I always, meet the situation. You know, our human being, we have happy, and then we could be, we can anger emotionally, and then we are worried, and then we are overthinking, we feel very sad, and then we are shocked, and then we are afraid, we feel fearful. So that's what we call the seven emotions. Because each emotion have their function in our entire life. And then because they're all like accompany us in the process of our life. So that's why you can see that happiness is just only one of the five, seven, and the six. So the percentage is very low. So that's why, you know, during that searching, that why are human beings suffering? So, you know, in the ancient China or in the ancient East, in like in the Indian, you know, ancient practice, they have a 1,000 years esoteric practice, but they could be bring people in a very deep, entirely happiness without a need. External stimulate. So that is the topic we are going to talk about today. But before that, our little bit of suspension of mind. Before that, because that esoteric teaching, they use the language is very difficult, and also it's a secret practice.
Yeah.
So that therefore there's not much directly talk. And what is above the practice?
Yeah.
It take the time for your looking for, take time for your practice. It's sometimes for people that have to use an entire life to searching for what it is.
Yes.
But now we come to the West. So, you know, during the, from the 2000 year age, so there's a lot of brain research. They're public in the Time magazine. So they're big meditation report. So that's why the meditation have such powerful influence, and then they could influence the brain. And to helping people to deal with the stress and then deal the, you know, insomnia, and then can change, you know, the life quality. So therefore, during that time, there are nearly about 2 million of American people practice meditation. In 1999 to 2002, there's a Denmark scientist public their studies. They mentioned that in the meditation, and they find the brain neural cells transmitter called dopamine. Mm-hmm. So DOPAMINE, just in case my pronunciation. So because that can increase in that. And also 2005 in Harvard research report, there's 20 people and the age above 38. During the meditation, they their brain, you know, changed. So almost the brain quality and also the structure has been different as people hasn't done the meditation. So in this case, I noticed that since I was in the West from 1989, so I noticed that lots of people joined the Qigong class. And then willing and very happy to learn their meditation and Qigong. So actually, Qigong is much more linked with the deep meditation. For a lot of people thinking Qigong just movement. Actually, it is much more internal meditation. So we're talking about the yin yang and talking about the why the modern society, people suffering, you know, stress and depression, but why people so fond of meditation. So let us see, and though of course there are scientific research use the machine to try to find out so-called truth, but it's still limited, because in the ancient time, you know, the Chinese practitioners, or in ancient India and Tibet, so they use their body to do the observation and the meditation. So that's why they body for the human is a fantastic bio machine, put this way. So and because the body is the very open and the big system, it's a complex system. So that's why it's not just catch what is the opponent happened, that there could be what it is. So it is a reductionist you know, theories about the Western science, but at least they catched some point. So therefore, today I'm use this kind of easy understand language first to explaining about why the, or at least for the start point, and then to be able guide us go into the esoteric practice. So let we look the there's the brain. Our brain is amazing, huh? And there's quite lots of neural cells to interview and transmit, connecting with each other to send the information, the message, including the chemical sense. So why we said it's Taoist setting, it is because even for those sectors, and then they have yin and yang. For example, recently, lots of Chinese people and then talking about the dopamine and also endorphin. You know, it's very interesting. They said, if you want to letting yourself not to do whatever you do, so you can stimulate dopamine. But if you want to control yourself, so you will increasing the endorphin. So why they say that? But you know, because dopamine it is produced. They produce as like you enjoy first, and then you feel painful later. For example, when you were drinking a coffee, and then you enjoy it because it makes you high. If you overdrink and then you have a headache or feel too excited, you can't sleep. So they're painful later on. And also people feel a little bit stressed. So they find eating the sweet or eating a lot, they can relax. But after eating sweet, and then they become, you know, the high blood pressure high, yeah. And then the body get big, and then there is some other disease, right? So, and also over drink, because drinking alcohol is easy to make you feel very relaxed, very high. But if you drink more and then you feel headache and feel tired, So that's really this neurons, you know, cells they gave you is the short time, the excitement, short time the enjoyment, and then you feel painful later on. But they will, you know, encourage you. For example, and the first you know, the young people to play the game in the computer. So they get excited. So the, you know, the first you excited, if they repeat appeared, so that there are that dopamine get dropped down. because they only last for a short time. They drop down. And then you have to use another high one, more stimulate, and then get you excited again. And then you drop down, and then you get excited, because the drop down is a part of the body protect, their mechanism, because you cannot exciting all the time, that gets your chi burned out. So that's why they call it's like short time rewarding. You enjoy it and then you get rewarding. It's only a short time. But when the people find that they're very quick to get it, so that's why people get into they are hooked it.
Yeah.
Because they remember that they're very easy to get quick, and also doesn't need, much effort. You can feel good. So they fit in, they become a bad habit. So that's why people drink alcohol, eventually they find, they can come out. That's including about the people take drugs and the heroin, the same mechanism. Some people, and then when they find that they are not happy, they are going to go to market, buy things, crazily buy lots of things, they get very happy, spend the money and buy something very, but when they're hyper, so that actually encourage the greediness.
Yeah.
You just want, desire, you could just want. And then as soon as you get it, you find you lost the interest.
Yeah,
because you get it. So that's why people suffering later. So that's one type of the happiness we call it. But there's another happiness, which is endorphin. Endorphin, it is one of the, neuroscience, but interesting, they don't really give you immediately happiness, but they will give to you, but they just need you go through the painful, after painful, and then you will get it. For example, and you're doing the full time for health, you guys have to do get up in the morning to do the same things every day. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I don't really want to do it. I haven't feel anything. I'm too tired. How about next time? So lots of people don't really want to do it. But if you continue to do it, like doing Tai Chi and exercise and meditation, because you're doing meditation, you don't feel immediately very hyper. It's also very boring. And this kind of a pain, and then later on, bring your happiness last longer. And then you suddenly feel, wow, even you're doing something very boring. But, and then when the pandemic come, the other people suffering and terrible, and then get cold, but you didn't get it. Or even you get it, you recovered very quick, because your immune system get much stronger. So you get used to suppressing the immune and the body strong cells. So that's why they call the, through that self-discipline. And then that's discipline through the repeatedly and then continually. And then you need to accept the, there's not very interesting. And then you need to accept the loneliness, but to give you great rewarding. So that's why we were first and second time we mentioned the loss of a so-called rule, and also you need to like your toolbox and doing this and four times for house and every day what time you need to do that. And then some people were thinking there's the dogma. But actually, what I want to mention that's we are learned from the ancient wisdom. We learn from the ancient sage and the great the Buddha's practitioners, because through their boring, painful practice, they bring the great light and a great wisdom and understanding to rewarding to themselves and to the other people. So those are not necessary, like the modern society, like everything's just quick. So that's why we want to let people understand why Chinese people seems to deal with the pandemic seems much much quicker, much better in a way as in the national levels. So they quarantine that and the people stay at home. So you see they're all except nothing and then no excitement, and then you need to accept the loneliness. So that's why, you know, when you can go through that, so the great happiness, great rewarding later. So that's why we call it, you know, happy birthday. So it's not the death. Well, you know, there's many meanings. Well, your birthday is your mother's suffering day.
Yeah.
So when your mother gave you a birth, it must be suffering a great deal, pain. But, and then come out to your new life.
Yeah.
So that's why birthday to you is a happy, but to your mother is a suffer day.
Yes.
So that's why we need thanks to the and to those people who are suffering. So that's why in our life, you know, in we always been told, so whoever give you a pen, for example, someone you think, you know, they're not treat you well, they're not to treat you nice, you get really angry because you're suffering. But actually we need thanks to them.
Yeah.
Because they gave our pressure, which is to train us how to accept and how to be calm. So that's why another words that said, you always gratitude to your enemy. I'm sure Jesus Christ said that too.
I must say, Bisong, when 5 years ago when I learned the four times for health practice from you, I was really grumpy for some months. I think, oh, this is so boring. Why do I have to do this? And why do I? Do... But I stayed with it, and I went through the boring. I went through the grumpiness, and then after a while, it's just natural. And then now I really can feel what a powerful effect it has had. And I do the practices without even thinking about it. It's an integral part of life. So the suffering finished, but the result.
Yeah. 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 No, congratulations.
You.
Yeah, congratulations. Because when you start suffering, because we are modern human. Right? In the ancient time, people living in the sunrise, you get up, sunset down, you sleep. They're much more with the Tao. But now our new, you know, modern life, we got electricities, so we got light. We tend to stay late because the light make our brain confused, thinking it's in the daylight. So that's why our inner hormone is already get mess.
Yeah.
Because that kind of madness is totally upset our body and upset our perceptions. So in this case, the full time for health and those kind of toolbox and then discipline is kind of bring our modern people and then learn the ancient sage and how to be follow the Tao, follow the natural. So that's why the people in the ancient time, you know, they are making the poet, observing the nature, and then play the music. They got plenty of time and then to enjoy being with nature. I remember there's stories talking about, you know, iPhone create, that man involved with iPhone create. When they say the children sit on the beautiful nature environment with the sea, with the you know, clouds, beautiful. But everybody watching iPhone, not enjoying the
Oh, I
nature.
know.
So he just said, "What crazy!" So he started self check, said, "What we will create the our you know human being as supposed to be with the nature, but now we completely into their strange habit." So
Yes.
that's why what you are doing is you change the bad habit and then turn it into back to the ancient rhythm.
Yes.
So therefore, you feel much better because you're much more involved and then emerging with the Tao.
Yes.
But
Baisong, I'm just thinking that maybe I'd like to just mention to our listeners, we were talking a little bit earlier about four times for health. Just to say that there is information on that in earlier podcasts. It's a system where we are learning to come back into our natural daily rhythm through some very simple exercises. Sorry, Baisong, I just thought I'd throw that in so that our listeners are up to date with what we're talking on. I give back.
It's brilliant because, you know, we always said, Confucius always said, only when you repeat the previous knowledge, and then you understand the new knowledge. Since we mentioned about the Confucius, I want to mention that how Confucius to deal with the human natures, because Confucius make a big contribute to the Chinese society to make them balance. And then try to make balance. But anyway, their societies always have cycles, be peaceful and have a war and then have a turbulence and gradually back to the cycles. There's small cycles, there's big cycles. But actually, the Confucius talking about the how to rejudge yourself is much more emphasized. The human being have a social nature. You know, you need to get with the friends, with the family, and know your own role, and then do it as you can. So therefore, and then society can organize much better. So that's why they emphasize the life supposed to have the emotion. And then through that emotion, you learn about yourself, and then you learn the consciousness and the subconsciousness, and then you learn how to take action. So that's why they are much more talking about the thinking and the action as one. So they call it that there's the heart school, the
Oh,
heart. So the heart school is not you separate your soul and your body, your action. So it's like, since I was traveling around the world, I find that, you know, there's many situations people will thinking, okay, my mentally wrong, and I'm suffering thinking, so I go to the priest. So I'm relying on the God forgave me. So if they've stolen something, the priest said, you know, I'm wrong, no, I'm a criminal, so I stolen something. Priest said, oh, God forgave you. So and then said, okay, God already forgave me, so I'm going to stolen again.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, and even in my clinic practice, I noticed that, you know, people suffering overweight, right, or obesity. I said, so what's happening in your life? They said, wow, I'm terrible. I just want to eat. I know I shouldn't, but I'm just carry on. And I'm just one. That's why I just said, even you know it's wrong, why you do it? So that make me feel, oh, you know, because the society is encourage. If your physical body, you go to the physicians. And then if your mental suffering, you go to the church. So the church look after the soul, and the physicians look after your body. Mm. So that culture has been really, no wonder people feel depressed, because if you don't bring your soul and then your body together, so that's what the Confucius also very much emphasized. So you know that you must do it. For example, I remember I was in the bus. So there's a student, when we were in London, there's a student with me. We were together traveling. And then suddenly like an old lady, much older than me. So I just said, wow. I stood up. I said, okay, I have a seat. So I noticed, because my student much younger than me, young man.
Yeah.
And I noticed that from that time, he was so depressed because his battery inside, because he should get up to let old woman sit. But he didn't do it. I did. So he blamed himself. And so that's negative feeling, right? So that's what I really mean. If you recognize, you immediately do it. So you know you do it. You, when you merge that two as one, you are happy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So that's why if he do it, you know, like he had a chance to do it, because if I let the woman to sit, and then he could stood up and asked me to sit because I'm older than him.
Yeah.
But
Did it?
he followed in the self-blame and then sunk into that emotion without doing anything.
So he didn't give you his seat. He kept sitting.
No. No, he was sitting self-blame.
Oh.
So that's why. Why I mentioned that Confucius practice, because the real life is to practice. It's not just to think. It's not a theory. It's not just a logic. You know so much, because the student go with me, he knows so much theory above the Taoist. He want he go on with me, want to know more above the Taoist theory. But actually, the true life is the practice.
you got
living the life and then do it and then make that happen. So, but make that happen, it is from the heart, because you see the people suffering, your heart open, you immediately take action.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why the Confucius learn from the Lao Tzu and then Tao, to learn the Taoism. So he's actually mentioned that you need to cultivate the body and then to be able to get harmonious with the family, and then to learn how to involve, to contribute to the country, and then to be able to serve the earth and the whole humanity. So that's why we had to start from yourself, the body, and then to the family, and then to the country, and then to the to the whole world. So that's why if the people has been educated like that, you can see the harmonious, stable society, because they base on the positive emotion. But of course, I'm not mentioning that, you know, in China there are no negative emotion. There are plenty, because that's how is the life, you know, learning process. We learn from the lots of negativities. We learn the mistakes from the mistakes. So that's why we were growing. So talking about that, because that's also much more link our life. So to mention about the Confucius, because Confucius much more related to education, and to educate the society how to become a better better person. But in the Taoist, it's much more to learn how to get your true nature come out, so to cultivate your virtue. So that's why they emphasize about cultivate your body, and then your true virtue will come out. But you see, lots of people ignore about the body, thinking body just just piece of a material. But this means the people not really understand the body. Body is lots of space inside. It's like a mini cosmos.
Yeah.
So
That's
so
great.
They got you know the orbic, and now also they got the stars. So
yes.
That's why the you know like the Taoist we mentioned that only when your own qi and then energy better, you will be able to help the other people much more. To cultivate alchemy is very similar, like what we're going to introduce about the Tibetan very ancient practice. I want to mention that I want to clarify it because majority people heard as tantract practice, tantract practice, but I want to tantra. And I want to say that's the Buddha's original practice is about how to cultivate a heart and the wisdom. But contract practice is associated with the secret practice. But they are much more linked with the body wisdom, the body practice. But the contract practice, it is about try to revealing what is the life and how to become immortal. But lots of people, when they say the tantra, they always feel like there's a secret practice link with the man or woman. But I want to say that it is there are some missing understood about that practice. It's because this practice, why they call the secret practice, what the secret is about, is the method. Because the method much more associates practice the body, practice the language, and then the mouth. How can I chant? How can I say something else? And also related this so-called secret that they cannot say it. And the second is about because it's the Buddha's the deepest, the most secret classical teaching. It you know lots of people said you know when the Buddha real teaching they hold just the lotus flowers and then smell, they don't talk, and then there's someone laughing. And because they understand what Buddha's means. There's not much language with it. That's about the so-called the theory, because there's much deeper. The others is about the how to operate the practice. So they have and there are certain kind of rituals in it. So that's a ritual is not allowed the outside people to say it or to know it. So the ritual, for example, put the energy from the top of the head, the second chakra or whatever. There are some other rituals. And also how to carry on that method is much more above the by mouth, by through the master to student.
Yes.
Shifu, to student. So that's why they don't through the teaching books. So that's the disciples system.
Yeah.
So of course, later on, they come out the classical book. So those books also not casually show the outside of people. because that there's certain reason for it. As I know that why this the secret is because they are try to mastering the energy, especially invisible energy. So that's why it's so powerful. So that's why they need to, that person have high virtue to be able to learn that. Otherwise, they will misuse it. So this school has been go through the roughly four stages. First, the original stages is about the Buddha, you know, Shikamoni. So they called the Mahayana Buddhism. So the Mahayana, so I give the spelling, huh? Mahayana. So they call Mahayana, but because Mahayana is talking about not just only practice for yourself. You got to practice yourself, but you need to serve for the other people, for the other human. So that Mahayana for the big completion as like you need full of light, and then there's no darkness, and full of light. So that's why the staff come the Longshu Posa for Dongguan. Also, they have the Indian original practice is through the Brahma. Brahma, yeah, Brahman. Brahma. So the Brahma religion is much more about the chanting and also the sexual power. So they have indigenous, like Indian indigenous kind of tradition. So it's worship about the woman god and also either called curse, they shouldn't be cursed, I call the mantra and also magic powers of whatever. That's the beginning stage. And now also they observed there, you know, because this start from the Nepal and the Indian. So they also observe the Taoist and the Moni religion and the other religion together. So that's the beginning stage. So the early stage is the Buddha's, the no language teaching. So because the Buddha's teaching without, at the very earlier, there's no language. So that's why the person who can transfer the Buddha's teaching and then should have a great memory. That's why they use Toroni, so that the person have very special memory to be able to repeat mantra, either long mantra or short one. And so to be able to spreading or give the talk and give the class or whatever. So in the three centuries, so that's why this kind of a mantra become very strong, and also to practice in the body and then doing the gestures. So that's why, so this kind of this type of the practice is much more linked with what I called like a mantle. It's like you put the Buddha's statue in the middle, and the other guide and the Bodhisattva and some of the on the side. So there's a certain kind of the way you put it, so the energy fields can be changed. So that's why they call the old. This is become a much more ritual on that part, and also they use the folk technique, like a local folk technique. That's the early stage. That's the early stage, and so the when they become a much more fulfilled stage is a big light classical book start come out. And also there are systematic theories that come up. And then because there's talking about the big Buddha, the big Buddha come up. So that's why they become real, their own kind of a school is come, you know, like separate from the ancient Indian. So that's why the series become much more, the book is come much more. So that's why they have, you know, the organized network and then systems that come out. So it is the talking about the how can you become an inner body light to become a, you know, golden Buddha. So I start to realize that's probably so-called golden Buddha is much more we linked with crystal light inside from the heart. So that's why, you know, this part, you know, when they practice more and more, and it's not just only the heart with the crystal light, it is also come out from the whole body, every cells become a light. But in the fourth stage, it has been changed. That's during the 12th to 13th centuries. It is much more tantric practice that come out, and then like a father system, and then they are, you know, they visualize about the death and the life, and also and then future life. And so that's much more going to like a beyond the life. So there's a practice quite lots about the double practice, the other people involved to practice together. So that's why the Indian religion become a much bigger. So in this case, so the sexual practice become a much bigger paternal. So in this stage, from the secret practice, so that worship above the women god, it has become a very big group practice. So from the esoteric, you know, secret practice, that become much more desire, and then, you know, like a desire practice. So that those time, you know, like a Muslim coming in. And also the Buddha's the temple has been destroyed. So in that time, the Buddha religion was gone in India. So that's the four basic stages. So that's why those Buddha's religions are landing to the Tibet. And then because Tibetan Ben type of the belief, actually it is much easier to observe this kind of the practice. But I want to mention that, just to give a little bit brief history, but of course lots of more. And then there's many, many names I couldn't pronounce properly. But I want to see what I really want to introduce is about the essence of that practice, because that practice very powerful, very similar like internal alchemy. But internal alchemy, the Taoists, they use lots of poetry and use lots of indirect language. They're never too straight to the point. So that means they are very, very secret teaching. You really don't know what they're talking about, and unless you get into the circles and then really follow the teachers, entirely trust them, and then to do the practice. But I want to mention about that Tibetan secret practice is because the practice is very, very systematic, but they are very upstanding to find what a human body is about. I want to mention that there are a few very important points, or give a little bit what they observe, which is very much support our nowadays practice. For example, there are classical books, lots of them either they are not entirely pass on or they cannot chasing by, but they exist in some classical. They point out when the body giving birth, the really root is above the meridians and then chi. And the meridians is like a invisible channels in the body and the chi. So that's why they are practiced mainly is about their meridians, chi, and then point, which the point means the shining light point. So that's the three big practice: meridian, chi, and the shining light.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So that's why there's a three part practice associated with they called the body and the mouth and mind. So what in their classical record they said when the body it is a formulate, so you become yourself, you need to know why is your meridians. So that's why you need to know your meridian first.
Yes.
And then when you know your meridians, you know in meridians, they have some energy passing on. So that's energy passing on called the qi. So that's why you need to understand the qi. So when the meridians, you know where they stay, when the position is. And then when there's a type of the strong bright light, sit along the meridians. So that's why they're called light point.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's why when we were giving birth, we have a three meridians. The four wheel, that's the original, but of course now it calls seven wheel, but they said four wheels. So that's called the system of their practice. So there's the one meridian in the middle, they're called the middle meridian, middle vein. And then they separate as left and then right, two other meridians along the edge. So when the side, the two meridians, they are also spreading together as 24 more meridians. They're growing up 74 more meridians. But each those meridians, and then from their function, they also formulate 72 meridians. So each 72 meridians all growing another 1,000 meridians. So that's called 70,000.
My goodness.
Sorry, 72,000 meridians.
Yeah.
That's the body. So that's called the meridians, right? The qi are along the meridians. So along the different body locations, the body functions, they divided five qi as basic qi. One is the root of your life qi, life root qi, and also rising up moving qi, and then horizontal moving qi, and then goes down moving qi, and also qi go everywhere. The qi go everywhere. So from those five qi, then have a five side branch. So 5-7 branch qi also, they are moving qi, and then following the qi, following moving qi, and then so called the straightforward moving qi, and also extreme qi, and also decided moving qi. So that's also according to the virtue, how much virtue you have. They have two different qi. It's, everybody have a karma.
Yes.
Have a karma. Have a, your karmic linked. you made something else. So therefore, they said, yeah, you have a bad karma chi and you have a wisdom chi. So that's talking about chi, talking about the bright light point. So that's they have a three type. So they're one of the, about the direct translate is life the drama point and messing around life point and also and it's like mistakes point and also above the material point and the material light point. Material point also can be divided into clean one and the polluted one.
Mm-hmm.
Clean one is talking about the you take the food, what the your absorb nutrition from the food and then transform into your body's essence and the blood and also the liquid. And then it's a good part that's called the clean point.
Mm-hmm.
Have this kind of a clean one. And also there's the unclean one. It's talking about your sweat. Well, when you sweat, you have transferred an unclear fluid. And also running the nose. That's the fluid. And the urine. Or other things which you discharged from your body. So the clean one you absorb and then move, helping your body. The others is like discharged and the dirty come out from the body, like a toxic through the liquid. So that is the just structure. Just structure. The content is very, very complicated, but very rich. It's basically, they're so rich. If you're talking about the universe, it's about billions of the star and the planet. So actually, that's the body above. That means, and they're so complicated, it's like rejectors. Like, you know, you put like a film on the wall, you reject and all those kind of content. So that's why it's almost about whole universe, what the content all pulling, all reject in your body. So this project means when you go into it, you look, that's much more like a whole universe. So that's why we always said the macrocosmos and microcosmos. We are small cosmos, we are linked with big cosmos.
Yes.
So from this understanding, that practice very profound. So, no, because people have practiced for the whole life, so I won't go to detail. But I only want to talking about the feel about they can describe what they find out. So I want to give our people who are interested to see what is the secret, how much they find out. They said because the meridians. It is the invisible energy, but because they're in the body, so they start crystallize into the body. So that's why the meridians, the purpose to help the body balance softer can go through and then transformed.
Yes.
Transparent. And then because, for example, if your third eye is open, you see the body, some body people is a light, but some people had the dark or gray color. Or some people are light, but in some part is dark color. So that means those meridians has been blocked. So that's why the energy is stuck on that. So the meridians practice, you cultivate meridians, you light them soft and then can passing energy flow and then can make your body transparent. So that's the practice for meridians. For the qi, because the qi, if the qi like pronounced and moving in a different way, they can be formulated as language, pronounced as a language. So that's why when you cultivate the qi, you can guide your qi and then like breathe, right? You can guide your qi to make them very thin, slow, and long. So that's why when we were breathing, you can see why there are lots of practitioners, they're breathing very slow, very long, very thin. So because when they're doing this, their life lasts much longer. So that's why, you know, we're helping people. Said, why people speak so slow, fast, quick, and loud? And actually, you short your lifespan by doing so, talking too loud. So the point, we said, you know, bright light point. When the point, so when they are abstract, and then because they are light, their vibration, they can formulate as your mind to become your thoughts. So those thoughts can mask in your thinking. So therefore, when you cultivate the point of the bright light point, so you can make it and then peel and upgrade. So that's why we said why people were thinking much clearer, much more chi, and then bring people feel like they can, you know, transform in the high dimension. and then also through that bright point. So but in the Tibetan practice, Buddha's practice, they said, no, those meridians and the chi and the points, they are not consistent. People need understand. So all because they are invisible, so they're not like they're always there. Sometimes, you know, people say, "Oh, why I watching it?" I said and the other day they disappeared. It could happen, and then because they also go through the cycles, and then they can be like a body. You know, you get strong, you also can be kind of a depilorate. They can be depilorate. So that's why their big theory that in every meridians, every minute, they depilorate. So that's why we're giving birth, we feel refreshed, we're strong, we're gradually getting old, getting old, weak. So I want to mention about the few numbers. I think that will be very stunning, very stunning. So let's talk a little bit long, huh? But I find that point, even I noticed that numbers make me stunning. So for ordinary people, when they're giving birth, the first year, they're growing every meridian. Remember those points. In entirely human body, there's 72,000 points. During the fetus in your mother's womb, when the mother's pregnant, the fetus gradually growing up, right? When the first they're growing is their heart chakras. The heart chakras. So and the heart chakras is a line in the middle meridians. So that's the bright point, the big bright point, the heart meridian. So and then the left meridian, the right meridians. So when the fetus in the womb, in the mother's womb, the heart chakra formulating the meridians and altogether is a five. later on, they're at 3. So become heart meridians, 8 original meridians. So there are 8 meridians. Each of them are growing to 3 side meridians, become 24. So that 24 match 24 out. So there's 24 meridians, each of them also growing 3 meridians as a side branch to become 72 meridians. So that's 72 meridians, each growing 1,000. So that is a high is 72,000 meridians above.
Oh.
Besides, there have a very small one, and then they're linked to the each pulse on the skin. You have the pulse sweat, the very small one to growing link in the pulse. So that is the 3,000,000 50,000.
Bisong, as a shiatsu therapist, this makes me feel panic. Trying to remember all the main meridians is enough. Wow. This is amazing.
But of course, I want to explain it. The meridians in Chinese medicine is above the 14, mainly above 12 plus front one and back one.
Yeah.
And meridian normally talking about from the you know, it's the is the vertical.
Vertical, yes.
Up and down, up and
that's
down.
True. Yeah.
But cluster, meridian and cluster. Cluster is many of them.
Yeah.
So here we have a very small cluster.
Wow.
Because they are sideways, linked with 3,000,000.
Oh, that's incredible.
So that's why, that makes me think why people get skin disease. So if the pore couldn't open and close, so those clusters have troubles.
Oh.
So because in this secret practice, to get universe energy, also those clusters, there's a small one, will be absorbed the energy from outside. If the skin problem, they may cause that trouble.
Okay.
But so that's why following up. So if this human will last for 100 years, like they live to the 100 years and that. So that means the first year the giving birth, so the every meridian's clusters and then fully growing. So and then after the first year, and every day have two meridians function going to shrink. So above the 100 year, that means 72,000 meridians all die. Get so that talking the meridians above the point. Oh, above the chi. When the ordinary people, when they're giving the birth during the giving birth to the death, so every 10 years, have one chi has been deteriorated. So when the chi all gone, that's why their time's to leave this life.
Okay, wow. That's fascinating, Bisong.
So the bright point. So when the people in the young age, the bright point is growing very strong. But from the 27 from 27 years old to 48 years old, and then they're nearly above their growing match. growing very late. So that's why their one qigong master said, so you can do exercise, very vigorous exercise before the 27th. But you know, you can see in that teachings from the 27th, because they almost stop for massive growing.
Yeah.
So that's why from the 49 years old, from the 49 years old, the bright point, the energy of the bright point, and then become descending. How much you accumulate before 49 years old means you got to practice a lot before 24 years old. And then that means your bright point is going to last.
Yes.
But if say you haven't practiced before that, and then depends on how good luck you are. So whatever they last, and then you will gain how much. They're not growing. You live much, and they're going to life much. So that's what the practice is observing. Therefore, they're called the practitioners for the cultivate. You must knowing that. And then you must practice very, very dedicatedly to cultivate your meridians and then your qi and then your bright light.
Yeah.
So if you cultivate that light, you remain your light. So from the physical part, so you cultivate your cell, your body through that light. So you can get rid of greediness and anger and stupidity and lazy and jealousy, because those kind of what they call the five poisoning. And when you get angry, you grow, you accumulate, you know, the dirt in the body. So those called disease meridians, disease meridians,
yeah,
and they're also called the emotion illness meridians, emotionally illness meridians. So if you start, you practice much more dedicated, and then you can let your true nature, true light come out. So that means you enhance that genes bright light to remain them. So you remain that crystal light, and then they call the jingang is like a bright light, a very crystal light body.
Yes. Wow.
So because that light, you can kill your bad karma qi in your body. You know, the bad karma qi in the body. And then to prevent your bright light loss, and then to enhance your bright light point become a wisdom point.
Wow.
So that's why this kind of a practice from the meridian, you know, qi and the bright point, when you cultivate from your body, and then there will be reached the highest standards of the wisdom and the Buddha's practice. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, Bisong, most people listening, like you mentioned about starting early in life to build up the light, but most of us probably are starting later in life. I guess it's still worthwhile to do this.
At least you start, you know, that. So from that point, I noticed the internal alchemy, and then talking about you bring your vision, your concentrate inside your body. But this Tibetan Buddhist practice also bring your inner vision. So that's why if you're too much look outside, you lose your bright light.
Yes.
Because your energy going outside, leaking. But if you're from time to time bring your inside to calm down your inside. So therefore, and then you can hold your energy back and to help the balance. Because if you're thinking there's energy and the information, only when you're very still in the meditation state, in the inner vision meditation state. So you get the true bright light, and then you won't be fear for death. So you can transfer it and burn out lots of these ease. So that's why you will see why we hold the bright light inside heart, because the heart is the first growing, the meridians. So it's the root of our body's energy and the light. So that's why we need to be kind to the others. You open your heart to the other people. Sometimes, like people said, oh, wow, if I'm truthful, open heart, I feel hurt. The other people can hurt me. Actually, you know, when the people doesn't understand that, it's like you only do outside the kindness. It's a kind of that sometimes you do inside. When you're calm, you don't need to do too much to helping the others. Your energy, just be there, is already helping the other.
Right.
That's it. It is because we call it, you know, heaven and the man. We ask the one. It's about to knowing. You go into inside. You can self healing yourself, and then you can mastering your own life, and then you may not afraid anything. But of course, there's more practice complicated. And today, we don't have time to mention that. I just want to mention that just for people to get some of the understanding,
yeah,
how powerful they can see they're much more our human body has like.
I'm wondering, Bisong, if in the following podcast, we could take this further and talk about specific practices and you know, things that our listeners can do. Would that be a possibility?
Okay, I will do my best. Because it's a secret practice, what I do, it's much more, and those things can be talked about, you know, of
yes,
course. And then we are in the very crucial moment of the earth. The human is already meet lots of challenges. So
yeah,
why to spreading the light and how to make yourself calm, and then what is method? I will actually the four times for health,
yes,
is a very basic method. If people can thoroughly practice that,
yes,
and then that doesn't show you immediate effect, but there will be long,
yes,
good effect afterwards.
I actually was just thinking that very thing when I asked you the former question, that four times for health is a very simple, powerful technique for doing what you're saying. So I nearly take my question back, Bisong. You're right.
Yeah, of course, there's more about the how to meditate, which way. There's a certain type of the rituals, but depends on our listeners and depends on if they are really can commit to, because this practice at first is a little bit hard, painful, because you have to be really doing nothing but just sit there.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's really depends on each person and what their interest or what their mission and their life are about. Of course, we can share whatever we can do. Thank
yes,
you.
Yeah.
And I hope that will help for today. It's quite a lot to
yes,
take in.
Thank you so much for profound wisdom, Bisong. I am really overwhelmed with so much to take in. And as I said, as a shiatsu therapist, this gives me a totally different perspective on what I work with. So thank you again, Bisong. It has been wonderful.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll talk again shortly. And I just want to say to our listeners too, if you would like to know more about what we're talking about, we have links below to the Classical Chinese Medicine Society and the Shen Foundation. Also, we have links to the courses that we run at a very beautiful retreat center in Switzerland. So please feel free to contact us. We look forward to, again, our next podcast. Bye for now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lyle. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bisong.
Bye.